And then
ten pail or something like that, you know, butter or tin pail or something.
I see. But you'd be more likely to use the word pail with something made of tin than of wood, or
yeah.
Now an old bucket, or that you didn't use for water anymore because it got black inside, and so you might use that for feeding the hogs.
Yeah, something like that.
What'd you call that?
It's called a slop bucket.
Yeah. Now you mentioned the kettle, and you mentioned both the kettle and the pot before. Is there a difference between a kettle and a pot?
Yes, there are. A kettle is, it's big enough to wash out of or to render lard in, but a pot is more or less a dinner pot that they cook beans in.
I see. So the pot would be smaller.
Yeah, it's a lot smaller, yeah.
And something you put cut flowers in.
Flower vase?
Sure. And the things you ate with at the table, the things you still eat with, the three?
Forks and knives and spoons.
Sure. And a large one that you might use in slaughtering a hog.
Butcher knife?
Yeah. Now, you mentioned barrel and keg before. Something you'd put molasses in a store, in the old store. You'd go in there, if you were going to buy molasses or lard, you probably made your own, but if you were going to buy the stuff, you'd see it in the store packed in these big...
big barrels or drums, something like that.
Okay, drum, that's good. Now, something shaped like this that you were going to pour...
Funnel?
Yeah. And something you crack to make the horse go.
Whip.
Now, you asked, when you were picking up those, that cabbage over at the store, you asked the woman in the store for a
box.
Yeah, but something you might know, but you didn't. You put it in a box. But how about this? Something like this. This brown
paper folk.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, would that be? Did you ever use that word poke for a measurement? I mean, a certain amount of something. That a poke could be a certain amount.
Well. Poke nails or something
yeah.
like that.
Okay. Now something made of cloth that kind of made of smooth cloth that kind of smooth that maybe meal would come in.
Meal sacks.
All right. Now what about the rough cloth that potatoes come in?
Well, it'd be a potato sack. Onion sack.
Yeah. Now we saw there was a man walking out across the road over there with this
sack of feet or something it is.
Yeah, well it looked like that was kind of a rough sack. That was a loosely woven rough sack that he had. I don't know that you put feet in there.
That's a bark sack, they call them.
Bark sack?
Yeah.
Okay. Now what
some called them burlap.
Yeah. That's exactly the kind of sack I'm talking about. Now just think if you can remember any other names for that besides is that a bark sack, the same thing?
Yeah,
as burlap?
A bark sack and a burlap's all the same sack. Some calls them a hamper sack.
Alright.
And different things, you know.
Ever use either a toe sack or croaker sack?
Yeah, toe sack.
Toe sack.
Toe sack, yeah.
Now the amount of corn that you could take to the mill at one time, that you usually take to the mill at one time.
Well, you take a half a bushel or a bushel.
Right. Now, would you ever use another term besides measure? You measured in bushels, but you might say I just went over. I'm going to take a. Would you ever use something like a grist or
yeah,
or a turn?
Just a grist of corn to me. Right. Take grist of corn.
A grist is a turn of corn.
That's right. Just a grist. They'd call it a grist.
Now, if you're talking about the amount of wood that you could carry in at one time,
you'd say arm load.
Right. Would you ever use grist for anything other than grain or something that's going to be milled?